Styles of comedy have certainly changed over the years, and the best of it continues to touch on things that we all have in common living here in Hawaii. These days, technology is broadening connections outside the islands. Comedians from outside Hawaii, like Joe Coy, are upping the ante for local talent. We've got the Hawaii Sketch Comedy Festival coming up this weekend. It's a good chance to see what's out there now. Kimi Palmilero, a Hawaii 5-0 regular, is the founder of the Hawaii Sketch Comedy Festival. It's now in its fifth year.
What do we think of when we think, oh, Filipino-American actors or Hawaiian comedians? We all experience the same things, you know? We're all global now.
Looking for a car? Perhaps an automobile.
You Here's Rap Reppinger right from the 1970s.
Take a look at this new Cherry 1973 Huevo Ranchero. Tinted engine. Power floors.
Distinctly local, yet cross-cultural.
We have to be nice to you, but you guys don't have to be nice to us. You come walking in like you own a joint that will play King someplace else.
Who could forget Frank DeLima from the 80s? Andy Bumatai's humor often used simple observations that define us.
Most places in the world, this is 1747. In Hawaii, this is 1747.
You know what he's talking about.
Those influences are still in us. And because local people can always kind of find that joy no matter what they've gone through, it makes sense for us to tell them in a comedic way, you know? No matter how serious the topic is, even.
Crossed Connections is the theme for 180 Degrees, one of the festival's comic musicals, written by Susan Haas.
This mother has always longed to have a son who is homosexual, and unfortunately for her, her son is heterosexual, so...
Aspiring local comedy writers have formed a startup team, and on it, Honolulu Theater for Youth's Sean Chu, for example, was mentored by a Los Angeles contact for his project, Colonize Me, the musical, a gay man's quest to love and gentrification.
It's actually pretty genius because you think about these sensitive topics, right? These social topics. This kid, you know, he lives far on the west side. He wants to move to Kaka'ako where all the gentrification is. That's his dream. And his dream is to, like, find, you know, a haole boyfriend, you know what I mean? And at first you're kind of like, whoa, how are you going to make fun of that? And we're not making fun of it, but this might be a real story, you know what I mean? And how do we find the lightheartedness of it?
Famalera bills herself as the head Filipino in any gathering.
Comedy is healing. As serious as everything is, we have to take a break sometimes. It's not that we're taking away the importance of something, but we're just recognizing it in a different way so that we can kind of grab onto it and not lose our minds, you know?
It's worth a try. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.